When you hear a show tune from the Great White Way, does a shiver run through ya? Well, we're giving them to ya. Sing hallelujah and shout hooray. Come on along and listen to Broadway to Main Street, USA.
They used to tell me I was building a dream, and so I followed the mob. When there was earth to plow or guns to bear, I was always there, right on the job. They used to tell me I was building a dream with peace and glory ahead. Why should I be standing in line, just waiting for bread? Once I built a railroad, I made it run, made it race against time. Once I built a railroad, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once I built a tower up to the sun, brick and rivet and lime. Once I built a tower, now it's done. Brother, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with the drum. Say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Why don't you remember? I'm your pal. Say, buddy, can you spare a dime? Once in khaki suits, ah, gee, we look swell, full of that Yankee doodly-dum. Half a million boots went slogging through hell, and I was the kid with a drum. Oh, say, don't you remember? They called me Al. It was Al all the time. Say, don't you remember? I'm your pal. Buddy, can you spare a dime?
Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, one of the great anthems of American history. It was born out of the woes and despairs of the Great Depression, and in the early 1930s it was sung at every street corner on every main street in America. But its roots actually stretch all the way back to Broadway. Hello, I'm Larry Maslon. Welcome again to Broadway to Main Street, here at WPPB 88.3 FM. And today we're going to lead a protest march of sorts along Broadway to Main Street, because we're going to look at this epic battle between rich versus poor in the Broadway musical. Now, the music of Broadway has been escapist entertainment for much of its 100-year history. But the musical has also been a reflection and a refraction of our country at various times. The Broadway stage has been a forum for social concerns and social conflicts, sometimes in an amusing and whimsical way. And then there are times where it's been more aggressive and more confrontational. And the musical has almost always been on the side of that 99% you read so much about. And so that's the title of today's episode, The 99%. And no song ever captured the needs and wants and despair of that 99% better than Brother, Can You Spare a Dime? It originated in a 1932 review called Americana, The music was by Jay Gorney, and the lyrics were by the effervescent Yip Harburg. Now, we know Yip Harburg is a whimsical, lighthearted writer, but he was almost always on the side of the little guy. We'll hear a little more about how Harburg stood up for him later in the show. Now, the little guy, that part of that big 99%, has always been the subject of a number of shows, and the history of that story stretches back pretty far. So here's a show from the 1980s, but it's set about 150 years ago in the 19th century. It's an epic story of financial inequity, of oppression, and eventually, thankfully, of redemption. And one good title for it might be The 99%, but instead it has a French title, and that title, of course, is Les Misérables.
Shouting all about, will someone tear these two apart? This is a factory, not a circus. Now come on, ladies, settle down. I run a business of repute. I am the mayor of this town. I look to you to sort this out and be as patient as you can.
Now someone say how this began.
At the end of the day, she's the one who began it. There's a kid that she's hiding in some little town. There's a man she has to pay. You can guess how she picks up the extra. You can bet she's earning her keep sleeping around. And the boss wouldn't like it.
It is true there's a child, and the child is my daughter. And her father abandoned us, leaving us flat. Now she lives with an innkeeper man and his wife, and I pay for the child. What's the matter with that?
At the end of the day, she'll be nothing but trouble.
The bitch can bite,
might have known the cat had claws, I might have guessed your little secret. Ah, yes, the virtuous Fontaine, who keeps herself so pure and clean, you'd be the cause, I had no doubt, of any trouble e'er about. You play a virgin in the light, but need no urging in the night.
She's been laughing at you while she's having her men.
She's nothing but trouble again and again.
You must sack her today.
Right, my girl, on your way.
They certainly don't have it easy back in 19th century France in Les Mis. You heard the RSC production from the 1980s, the London cast album. That was Colm Wilkinson as Jean Valjean and Patti LuPone as Fantine. You probably heard her in the middle of the song there. Patti LuPone's a great performer. She always has a good affection for the downtrodden. I would say she's one of musical theater's most sympathetic descamisadas, as we remember from Evita. And we'll hear more of her later in the broadcast. Well, to go back in time a bit, the 1920s were a jolly era for the American musical. They celebrated boom times and up times. But when the Depression hit America in October of 1929, it came down particularly hard on New York City. In New York City, one-third of the workforce was unemployed or having to deal with cut wages. And the number of shows in the 1927-28 season were 267. That's right, 267. But by 1932, it had dwindled down to 181. Shows closed down, and Broadway theaters were turned into movie theaters. And if you go now to Duffy Square, where the tickets booth is, you can see people lined up to get tickets for Broadway shows. But back then, they were lined up in bread lines for soup or some sort of handout. So it was impossible not to comment on these hard times. You saw this kind of sadness and depredation on the way to the theater. But luckily, some of Broadway's best songwriters turned their hands to the depredations of the Depression. They did it not so much with anger and aggression, but with wit and an optimistic spirit. Well, here are two of them. This is from Irving Berlin's Face the Music from 1932, and it's sung by Burl Ives, of all people, but I think he has a great spirit for the song. It's a little bit like imagining Pete Seeger singing the Cole Porter songbook. But he sings that great anthem, Let's Have Another Cup of Coffee. And after that, we'll hear another song by Rodgers and Hart, who are always good at capturing where the world is going. And this is from a 1931 show called America's Sweetheart, and it's sung by the irrepressible Lee Wiley.
Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Bubbles just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Let a smile be your umbrella, or it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is a-looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie. Just around the corner, there's a rainbow in the sky. Bubbles just a bubble, and the clouds will soon roll by. Let a smile be your umbrella, for it's just an April shower. Even John D. Rockefeller is looking for the silver lining. Mr. Herbert Hoover says that now's the time to buy. So let's have another cup of coffee, and let's have another piece of pie.
Mr. Shylock was stingy. I was miserly, too. I was more selfish and crabby than a shellfish. Oh, dear, it's queer what love can do. I'd give all my possessions to you. I've got $5, 85 relations, 2 lace combinations. They belong to you. 2 coats and collars. Ma and Grandma wore 'em. All the moths adore 'em. They belong to you. I've got a heart that must be spurtin'. Just be certain I'll be true. Take my $5, take my shirts and collars, take my heart that hollers. Everything I've got belongs to you. Two lips that care for mating, therefore waiting will not do. Take my $5, take my coat and collars, take my heart that hollers. Everything I've got belongs to you.
Lee Wiley singing Rodgers and Hart's I've Got $5. As the Depression got worse, it became harder to ignore its effects. There were protest rallies, marches, riots, and factory takeovers as the 30s progressed. But even the Broadway musical hosted its own protest rally, here in a 1933 show called Let 'Em Eat Cake, the sequel to Of Thee I Sing, a very anarchic, odd show written by George and Ira Gershwin and George S. Kaufman, which didn't really find the kind of favor that Of Thee I Sing did. Still, it has a lot of sting and fun and wit in it. Now, this number takes place not in Zuccotti Park, but in Washington Square, which was typically the spot for union labor rally marches. And it's organized here by a kind of amusing anarchist by the name of Kruger, who's leading the masses against, well, leading them against practically everything that isn't nailed down. The song has got a lot of references to events and personalities of the 1930s. Some of them are pretty obscure, but for me, that adds only to the fun. So let's call this the Occupy Broadway movement, and leading us in it is David Garrison from Let 'Em Eat Cake.
Conditions as they are cannot go very far. The world must move, and I am here to move it. The Brotherhood of Man is crying for a plan. So here's my plan. I know you can't improve it.
Conditions as they are cannot go very far. So listen to his plan for man. Down, 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 down.
Down with one and one make two. Down with everything in view. Down with all majorities. Likewise all minorities. Down with you and you and you.
Down with one and two make three. Down with all of us as he.
Somehow I abominate everything you nominate.
Everything from babies into XYZ.
That's the torch we're going to get the flame from. If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from? If you don't like it, why don't you go back where you came from?
Let's tear down the House of Morgan.
House of Morgan.
Let's burn up the Roxy Organ.
Roxy Organ.
Down with Curry and McCooey.
And McCooey.
Down with Chow Mein and Chop Suey.
And Chop Suey.
Down with music by Stravinsky.
By Stravinsky.
Down with shows except by Minsky.
Minsky.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
Down with books by Dostoevsky.
Dostoevsky.
Down with Boris Tomaszewski.
Tomaszewski.
Down with Balzac. Down with Zola.
Down with Zola.
Down with pianists who play Nola. Down with all the upper classes.
Upper classes.
Might as well include the masses.
The masses.
Happiness will fill our cup when it's down with everything that's up.
When it's down with everything that's up.
So down with this and down with that and down with everything in view. The hell with this, the hell with that, the hell with you and you and you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you.
The hell with you and you and you. Morning, Officer Gilhooly.
Our hearts are in communion when we gather down a union square. I'm home. When whiskers are the shaven, one can always find a haven there. I'm home. Those old men prefer the charming goddess. Those songs sing the fainties of the
That was from Let Him Eat Cake, and that voice you heard was David Garrison. And if his voice sounds familiar to you, it's because he also sings the title song for Broadway to Main Street every weekend, for which I'm eternally grateful. So thank you, David. And David, of course, was not around in 1933 when Let Him Eat Cake was originally on Broadway. That was a concert version that was put together in the 1980s by Michael Tilson Thomas at the Brooklyn Academy of Music. One interesting little footnote is that Michael Tilson Thomas is related to the great Yiddish actor Boris Tomaszewski, who's referenced in the lyrics to that song. So a little tiny musical theater, Yiddish theater footnote for those who care about such things. Okay, so we're going to move on to a slightly more Brechtian mode, more aggressive mode. One of the shows that has a, I would call it a double-barreled package of social commentary, is Mark Blitzstein's The Cradle Will Rock. He referred to it as a labor opera. He wrote the book, Music and Lyrics. And it's set in Steeltown, to give you an idea of how subtle it is, a town run by Mr. Mister. And the forces of Mr. Mister are organized by the local foreman, whose name happens to be, well, Larry Foreman. That kind of show. But a brilliant show and fascinating music and very bold for its time. Even more bold was the fact that it was sponsored by the government, by the Federal Theater Project. And in a fairly well-known story, also of social commentary, the Federal Theater government, the government closed down the Federal Theater and closed down this show on its opening night in 1937. And that's a history very well documented by John Houseman, a couple of his books, because he produced the show and Orson Welles directed it, and of course somewhat immortalized in the film Cradle Will Rock. It was actually also the first cast album, The Cradle Will Rock, and recorded in 1938. But for today, we're going to return to our wonderfully downtrodden, sympathetic heroine, Patti LuPone. And here she sings the character of Moll in a revival from the 1980s with The Acting Company. It was actually directed by Houseman. The song she sings is, to me, one of the great songs of the Depression. I'm sorry it hasn't been recorded by more people, because I think it cuts straight to the heart and straight to the situation back in the 1930s. Here's Patti LuPone from The Cradle Will Rock.
It was Tuesday, last week. Yeah, Tuesday. I had breakfast at Andy's, coffee and. For lunch, I had coffee and again. For dinner, I could only afford coffee. Then I look on the floor and I see a nickel shining there. Gee, coffee and Andy. Then I look closer. There was no nickel. Not coffee and Andy. Just coffee, Andy. Cute, huh? Mister, you don't know what it felt like thinking that was a nickel under my foot.
Of course, America wasn't the only country affected by the Great Depression. It had worldwide ramifications. No other country perhaps was it more damaging than Weimar Germany. So let's go there and have Jonathan Pryce in a studio cast album, a studio recording as the MC from that eternal show of Germany and the Depression. What could be more apt than Cabaret?
My uncle needs money. My mother is thin as a reed. But me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. my dearest friend Fritzy is out of his wits. He has four starving children to feed. But me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. I know my little cousin Eric has his creditors hysterical, and also cousin Herman at the pawn his mother's ermine, and my sister and my brother took to hocking one another too. But I've got some talents which build up my balance, so even my bankers agree. Said me, I'm sitting pretty. I've got all the money I need. Money makes the world go round, the world go round, the world go round.
Money makes the world go round.
It makes the world go round. A yen, a buck, or a pound.
A mark, or a pound. Yen, a buck, or a pound. Is all that makes the world go round. That clinking, clanking sound
can make the world go round.
Money, 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 money.
If you happen to be rich and you feel like a nice entertainment, you can pay for a gay escapade. If you happen to be rich and alone and you need a companion, you can bring
Ting-a-ling,
plus a maid. If you happen to be rich and you find you are left by a lover, though you moan and you groan quite a lot, you can take it on the chin, call a cab, and begin to recover on your 14-carat yacht.
What?
Haven't any coal in the stove, and you freeze in the boot, and you curse in the ring that you press. When you haven't any shoes on your feet, and your coat's thin as paper, and you look 30 pounds under rent. When you go to get a bird, and you bite on the hat, and the bite on the bag, with the love of a fall, when the love of a fall. That's a window. That's a window.
Who's there?
Hunger.
Ooh, hunger.
See how love lies at the door.
Money makes the world
go round, go round, go round. Money makes the world go round, the clinking, clanking sound
of money, 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 money. Get a little, get a little. Money, 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 money. Get a little, 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 get a little sound. It's all that makes the world go round. It makes the world go round.
Jonathan Price is the MC in a studio recording of Cabaret, sort of mashup of songs from the Broadway version and the Hollywood version of Cabaret. Hi, I'm Larry Maslon, and welcome to WPPB 88.3 FM. Today we're dealing with the 99%, the people on the other side of the tracks who don't have money or who need money, for whom money could be a great amelioration of their lives. And I would maybe include with that public radio here at WPPB. We could very much use your support to produce great shows. I'm not going to be immodest and say ours, but WPPB does a lot of great shows all the time, 24/7. So they can definitely use your support. So log on to www.peconicpublicbroadcasting.org and see how you can help support the station. You may be a 1%er, you may be a 99%er, you may be in between, but we could definitely use your help to make this great programming, keep it alive, and keep it on your radio dials or your mobile devices across the East End. Okay, so back to Broadway to Main Street. Most of the songs of Broadway in this area come from the hero or heroine who's stuck on the other side of the tracks and can only dream of being a rich man. We know of one who wants to be a rich man. That's Tevye from Fiddler on the Roof. But another Broadway show, also written by Bach and Harnick, dealt with a poor man becoming a very, very, very rich man. Among that category of one percenters, you'd have to include the Rothschilds. But of course, 'twas not always thus. So we're going to go back to the end of the 18th century and hear Hal Linden as Meyer Rothschild, an impoverished Jewish coin merchant in an Austrian ghetto. But he's a clever guy, that Meyer Rothschild, and he has a dream for a much better life.
One room, that's all I really want. A place to lay my head and to be with you. Just one room,
a table and a stove, a bureau and a bed, and a chair or two. One window with curtains, one flower, one pot. It sounds like so little, it's not. One room, a place to start a life and live from day to day as our neighbors do. Just one room, a place to be alone, a baby of my own and you. To clean for and cook for as mother and wife is all that I look for in
one room. I've seen our neighbors' wives, how quickly they grow old when the children come. In one room, a dozen hungry mouths, and not enough to fill even one of them. To settle for little, for most wives, that's fine. I cannot accept it for mine. My wife will never have to see apologetic looks in her husband's eyes. My wife will have as good a life as my will and my brain can devise. Will you settle for more rather than less? Can you make that sacrifice?
Yes. If one room's not good enough for you, I'll do the best I can with two.
Gosh, everything Bach and Harnack touch turns to gold, just like Meyer Rothschild did. Unfortunately, it was their last show, but it has their typical turn of humor to it. It was derided a little bit by critics, the Rothschilds was, when it came out in 1970 as Now That I'm a Rich Man, but it's a pretty terrific show in my opinion. All right, well then, what about rich men? What about rich folk? Are their lives necessarily better? Is all that glitters really gold? Well, Broadway has looked into that as well. Let's hear a couple of songs about that 1% we admire or envy so much. Now, Cole Porter was a millionaire himself, but he actually wondered what it would be like to be a millionaire. So our first song is from the film High Society with Frank Sinatra and Celeste Holm. And then we'll hear from someone who knows not only what it's like to be a millionaire, but what it's like to be a billionaire. That's right. It's that hair-challenged oligarch from Annie, Daddy Warbucks.
Wants to be a millionaire?
I don't.
Have flashy flunkies everywhere?
I don't.
Wants the father of a country estate?
A country estate is something I'd hate.
Wants to wallow in champagne?
I don't.
Wants a supersonic plane?
I don't.
Wants a private landing field too? And I don't,
'cause all I want is you.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I do.
Who wants uranium to spare?
I don't.
Who wants to journey on a gigantic yacht?
Do I want a yacht? Oh, how I do not. Who wants a fancy foreign car?
I do.
Wants to tire of caviar?
Who wants a marble swimming pool too?
I don't.
And I don't,
'cause all I want is you.
Who wants to be a millionaire?
I don't.
And go to every swell affair? Who wants to ride behind the livery chauffeur?
Chauffeur, do I want?
No, sir.
Who wants an opera box, I'll bet?
I don't. And sleep through Wagner at the Met.
I don't. Who wants two corner cardias too?
I don't.
And I don't.
'Cause all
I've made me a fortune, that fortune made 10. Been headlined and profiled again and again. But something was missing, I never quite knew. That something was someone, but who? My speeches are greeted with thunderous acclaim at two universities bearing my name. Yet something was missing each time I got through. That something was someone, but who? Who could that someone be? How could she make it known? Who would need me for me? Need me for me alone? The world was my oyster, but where was the pearl who dreamed I could find it in one little girl? Yes, something was missing, but dreams can come true. That something is no but you. Missing, but dreams do come true. That something is no one but you.
Was Reed Shelton as Daddy Warbucks. I wouldn't feel too sorry for him because knowing Daddy Warbucks, he probably optioned the rights to Annie and sold it to Hollywood and Broadway and made another million or billion. Clever guy. Okay, let's turn now to Yip Harburg, who wrote Brother, Can You Spare a Dime, which we heard earlier in the broadcast. He was always in favor of, shall we say, social mobility, always on the side of the 99%. Maybe no more so than the 1947 satirical musical he wrote called Finian's Rainbow. And we're going to hear Ella Logan tell us about upward mobility in this song. And one of the great things about Harburg is I think among all the Broadway composers, he probably drove most in the left-hand lane, certainly in terms of his politics. And speaking of lanes, let's hear Burton Lane and Yip Harburg's When the Idle Poor Become the Idle Rich.
Become the idle rich. You'll never know just who is who or who is which. Won't it be rich when everyone's poor relative becomes a rocker relative and palms no longer itch? What a switch
when we all have vermin and plastic teeth. How will we determine who's who underneath?
And when all your neighbors are upper class,
you won't know your Joneses.
toast the day. The day we drink our drinky up, but with a little pinky up.
The day on which the idle poor become the idle rich.
When a rich man doesn't want to work, he's a bon vivant.
Yes, he's a bon vivant.
But when a poor man doesn't want to work, he's a loafer, he's a lounger, he's a lazy good for nothing.
He's a jerk.
When a rich man loses on a horse, isn't he the sport?
Oh, isn't he the sport?
But when a poor man loses on a horse, he's a gambler, he's a spender, he's a lowlife, he's a reason for divorce. When a rich man chases after dames, he's a man about town, a man about town. But when a poor man chases after dames, he's a bounder, he's a rounder, he's a rutter, and a lot of dirty names.
You'll never know just who is which when the idle poor become the idle rich.
When the idle poor become the idle rich.
When the idle poor become the idle rich. You'll never know just who is who or who is which.
No one will see the Irish or the Slav in you, for when you're on Park Avenue, Cornelius and Mike look alike.
When poor Tweedledum is rich Tweedledee, this discrimination will no longer be. When we're in the dough and off of the nut,
you won't know your banker from your butler.
Let's make the switch with just a few annuities. We'll hide these incongruities with clocks from Abercrombie Fitch.
Sammy Davis is a 99%er dreaming of being a 1%er from the musical Pickwick. Well, it wouldn't be much of a Broadway happy ending if the lead characters went bankrupt. So a group of union workers in a pajama factory take destiny into their own hands and lead a strike for higher wages. A bummer? I don't think so. It's the climax of the pajama game.
I figured it out. With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot. 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. But give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a king. I figured it out.
We figured it out.
I figured it out.
We figured it out.
With a pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 5 years from today, I can see it all before me. Only 5 years from today. Now, let's see. That's 260 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, at 1.5 for overtime, comes to exactly $852.74! That's enough for me to get an automatic washing machine, a year's supply of gasoline, carpeting for the living room,
a vacuum set, a plastic broom,
not to mention a 40-inch television set.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing.
Pencil and a pad, I figured it out. Only 10 years from today, I can see it clear as daylight. Only 10 years from today.
Now let's see. That's 520 weeks times 40 hours every week at roughly 2.25 hours overtime, at 1.5 for overtime, comes to exactly $1,605.48!
Yeah!
That's enough for me to buy a trip to France, across the seas, a motorboat with water skis, and maybe even a foreign car.
A charger car at the corner bar.
But not to mention a Scrabble board with letters made of gold.
So!
Today,
I can see it like a vision.
Only 20 years from today.
20 years. Now let's see. That's 1,040 weeks.
Times 40 hours every week.
At roughly 2.25 hours overtime.
At 1.5 for overtime.
Comes to exactly
$3,411.96! Whoa!
That's enough for me to be a sultan in a Taj Mahal, in every room a different doll.
I'll have myself a buying spree and buy a pajama factory, that I can end up having all my hassler work for me.
So, although 7.5 cents doesn't buy a hell of a lot, 7.5 cents doesn't mean a thing. Give it to me every hour, 40 hours every week. That's enough for me to be living like a man.
The indomitable spirit of the American musical. Let's end with a show set in the 1930s, where we started. This is Flora the Red Menace, a revival starring the charming V.N. Cox with John Kander at the piano, facing the future, unafraid.
Members of the faculty, fellow graduates, and honored guests, we stand on the threshold of the future. We, the youth of the nation, have a responsibility, a mission. And I would like to say, in the words of our great president, we have nothing to fear. We will not be afraid. Eyes unclouded and clear, we will join the great parade. Proudly marching along toward a sunnier day, fierce, determined and strong, ever ready, come what may. Take this oath with me. I will give you the words. We have nothing to fear.
We have nothing.
We will not be afraid.
We will not be afraid.
Eyes unclouded and clear.
Eyes unclouded.
We will join the great parade.
Where is the time all gone to? This is Larry Maslon here at Broadway to Main Street. Let's catch up next Sunday at 3.
There's so much more embracing still to be done, but time is racing. Oh, well, we'll catch up some other time.